It's a Tuesday night, and Mountain View High School's freshman football team is taking on Cienega High School. This game is unique because it's the very first time the school's new artificial turf field is seeing competition. Both of Marana Unified School District's high schools received the new fields this summer. They were finished a week before the game, and the athletes love them. Here's Mountain View's varsity football coach, Clarence McCray.
Our kids who are here now in the Mountain View program are super ecstatic and excited that our school district would do this for our high school.
The players aren't alone in their feelings about the new fields. Administrators are excited by the savings they could see. If you think about the means by which fake grass can save money, there's one obvious way: water. While the fields do require some water to keep them cool, it's notably less than grass. Because of the construction, Mountain View didn't have to water over the summer. So how much money did not watering save?
We've seen over the first 2 months of June and July that we've saving over $8,000 in water just in those 2 months.
That's Marana Unified School District's Chief Financial Officer, Dan Contorno. There's also upkeep. No mowing, reseeding, reapplying lines, spreading mulch or manure, or aerating. Artificial turf also avoids something known as recrowning. Fields for football or soccer are actually built with a peak in the middle to allow better water drainage, kind of like a roof on a house, only with a lot less pitch. That pitch goes away over time and has to be redone every 6 or 7 years. Redoing that pitch is called recrowning, and it's a big cost. Dan Contorno says Mountain View's field was about due. The cost?
That was going to be about $425,000.
So while these artificial fields require a large upfront investment, about $1 million each, they can help the school save money, a lot of money. The district estimates that they will save an average of around $130,000 a year between the fields at their two high schools. That means the fields would pay for themselves and then some in 15 years, which is about three quarters of their expected lifespan. These fields are also safer. Again, here's Coach McCray.
It's a fast surface, you know, it has a lot of bounce to it and there's a lot of give in it, which helps the kids out.
Mountain View's associate principal and athletic director, Todd Gerlich.
Yeah, this is a pure surface. I mean, it's the nice thing is you're not going to find, as the season wears on, the holes, places where we just worn it down, and because we don't have that issue, so you're going to have fewer twisted ankles and maybe some knee injuries that you would have found in the past from uneven surfaces. This is a pure flat surface.
If installed and maintained properly, there's no worries of holes with artificial turf, and it's not just football players who are safer and enjoying the fields. Gerlich says the lack of wear and tear on the fields means other students and people, like the community's Pop Warner team, the Broncos, can use the field too.
With a band being out here, soccer being out here, the community now being able to come out here, and the smaller teams like the Broncos and things like that that we'll be able to have come out here and let these kids come through our system to be on our fields, to experience what it's like to be at Mountain View, so they want to be here.
You may ask, how did these schools come up with the money to do a multi-million dollar project when money is so tight right now? The answer is the citizens of Marana voted to fund the projects. Again, Dan Contorno.
We were fortunate enough to have the support of our community with bond proceeds. They passed a bond in 2010 that part of the bond was the upgrade of athletic facilities in the school district.
Because Marana Unified School District received the voter-approved funds, they were able to redo Mountain View's and Marana High School's fields with the new turf. The schools now join others as sort of a test case for artificial turf. They include Vail, Cienega High School, and Tucson High. Over the coming years, they will help figure out if these fields are safer, less expensive, and more water conscious. And these are all things that matter a lot in the desert. I'm Zach Ziegler, Arizona Public Media.